Welcome back to Eagles 360. Time now to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by Ticketmaster. For your authentic NFL tickets, go to Ticket Exchange and make sure you support the Philadelphia Eagles on the road. We expect a big crowd in Arizona on Sunday for this Cardinals game. We take a look at things. Bo, it is a difficult schedule after the Cardinals. Another road game in Houston, and then the Eagles come back for a game against a team that I really can't figure out, the Carolina Panthers, who have just gone the wrong way.
Absolutely, and we'll obviously get a chance to watch Houston tonight on Monday Night Football. But as for Carolina, I don't know what to expect from them. Their defense was so good last season. Obviously, they did not really show up against Green Bay. Both them and the Bengals, after playing that five-quarter tie, neither team really showed up. You wonder what the hangover effect from that was.
And then look at this deal. The Eagles going to Green Bay, a tough game against a high-flying Packers team that's won four games, home with Tennessee, and then at Dallas, home with Seattle. Win. And home with the Dallas Cowboys.
Win. I was just going to go with the two Cowboys. That's all.
Eagles are going to have to beat the Cowboys to win this NFC East. I think that seems pretty obvious right now. But first things first, it's the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. We take a closer look. Let's take a look at Carson Palmer, Nick Foles through the season. Carson Palmer, bouncing back from some injuries, has played well. Through his first interception in 199 attempts on Sunday at Oakland, his interception percentage is first in the league. Nick Foles, on the other hand, has thrown seven of them this season.
And what a change that was from last year, obviously. As you talked about earlier in the show, Foles has to get that ball security corrected. But for the Cardinals to get Carson Palmer back, I mean, listen, coming into this season, the NFC West was about the Seahawks and the 49ers, as it's been the last couple of years. The Cardinals are the team in first place. They're the ones playing the best football.
And they've had some injuries to overcome, and they've done a very fine job of that. At the running back position, LeSean McCoy on a roll after that big game against the Giants, going against Andre Ellington. All of those touches, 106 rushing attempts, 25 receptions. The young man, not a big kid, but very elusive, very versatile, has done a nice job for Bruce Arians in that Arizona Cardinals team.
Yeah, and they get him the ball a lot. And they also are working in Stephon Taylor, the second-year player out of Stanford. He got a couple touchdowns last week. So a couple guys out of the backfield for the Eagles defense to worry about.
The strength of the Arizona Cardinals offense is in their wide receivers. They are loaded. For the first time in a long time, we don't feature Larry Fitzgerald. Michael Floyd, look at those numbers. 18.6 yards per reception, two touchdowns. But Jeremy Maclin, not too shabby at all. A very good season for Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah, Jeremy Maclin, I think, as we've talked about, is maybe the most pleasant surprise of the Eagles' offense this year so far. We knew what he could do. We knew how talented he was. But we didn't get a chance to see him in this Chip Kelly offense. He's been just outstanding.
Likely to see a lot of Patrick Peterson on Sunday in Arizona. Speaking of that team, that side of the ball, the Arizona Cardinals defense has been stout in some respects. Against the run, very good. Against the pass, not at all. Not getting a lot of pass rush pressure without Darnell Dockett, without Calais Campbell, not surprised.
Their sack numbers way down, as you said, which really makes it all the more impressive how they've performed as a whole, how Todd Bowles has brought that group together, performing well without the pass rush. Patrick Peterson, you know, as talented as he is on the ball, he can get beat deep for some double moves. So the Eagles will have an opportunity to try to bait Peterson deep, maybe get Mack on one of those long touchdowns.
It's been a good matchup in the past.